The information in this book has been organized into three main sections. Let's take a look at these sections in more detail. Part 1, Chapters 1 through 4. These chapters provide background information on contingent fee law firms, explaining the type of work they do and the unique financial challenges they face. Part 1 concludes with a review of financial terms that are important to grasp as you continue to Part 2. Part 2 contains chapters 5 through 16 and provides a review of 10 different sources of capital that are available to most contingent fee law firms. Each capital source is described in detail so that its benefits and drawbacks, including relative cost, can be compared to alternative sources. The chapters are arranged approximately from the most expensive to the least expensive sources of capital, not accounting for risk abatement. And Part 3 contains specific advice and guidance for any law firm considering a capital sourcing transaction, most likely a loan, and wraps up with suggestions for ways to maximize the financial strength and performance of any law firm or practice. David versus Goliath. In the United States civil court system, the typical defendant is a corporation and/or an individual who is being backed by an insurance company for payment of the claim. This is known as indemnity. Insurance companies are especially cash rich. In fact, the big challenge for insurance companies is deciding what to do with all the cash continually flowing into their coffers. On the plaintiff side, we find the opposite scenario. In workplace injury cases, for example, the plaintiff is very often a working-class individual laboring at a physically demanding and perhaps even dangerous job, until difficult conditions or employer negligence gives rise to a serious injury. At that point, the worker is likely unable to work and thus deprived of the marginal income he had been living on. When he goes to seek legal redress, he will likely be represented by a law firm that, while considered wealthy compared to the worker, is financially dwarfed by the insurance companies and corporate defendants. Moreover, time is also on the side of the corporations, as well as size. The reality in our system is that an injured individual turns to a David to get his day in court against the Goliath. Why I wrote this book. Anyone who has ever attempted to write a book knows that it can be a long, painful, and expensive process. So why do it? In my case, there were two motivating factors: a belief in the important work that trial lawyers do, and a recognition of the almost complete lack of financial or business education that most lawyers receive. So this book is an attempt to make a contribution to the success of plaintiff lawyers everywhere as they seek justice on their clients' behalf. I've been an owner of Advocate Capital Inc., also known as ACI, since August of 2000, and have also served as ACI's chief executive officer and as a member of its credit committee during that time. As of this writing, my colleagues and I have spent every working day of the last 12 years evaluating the financial strength of countless contingent fee law firms all over the United States. I've attempted to condense as much of that experience as possible into these pages. I hope this book will be useful to trial lawyers, but I also hope that it will give some insight to non-lawyers about the vitally important service that trial lawyers provide and the unique financial challenges they face every day. It's always easy to tell lawyer jokes, but if, God forbid, you ever need the services of a personal injury or other contingent fee lawyer, you'll learn firsthand about the indispensable role they play in our justice system. No, not all lawyers are rich, but even if some are considered wealthy by most standards, their net worth pales in comparison to the large insurance companies and corporations they do battle with every day. Hence the title, How David Beats Goliath.